together and they went to Moses. And they told Moses, they said, Master, after this war, we counted everybody, and we thank God that nobody is missing in this place. We are going to pray this morning that between now and December 31st and beyond, nobody will be missing in this sanctuary in the mighty name of Jesus. I say every evil, no matter what type of evil, we have seen all the evil in this land and all over the world, but every evil that remains for the rest part of this year, it will not come near you, it will not come near your children, it will not come near your family in the mighty name of Jesus. You will not eat the bread of sorrow. I say you will not eat the bread of sorrow.
Amen.
They will not gather together to console you in the name of Jesus Christ. Every stubborn enemy. Saul was looking for David every day, but God did not allow Saul to catch David. I don't know what kind of enemy, you might not even know those that are planning for you. But I know this morning, and I decree this morning, every stubborn enemy that is looking to destroy you, that is looking to destroy your family, they will not see the light of the day in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
So shall it be in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Jesus must be honored, must be honored, must be honored. Jesus must be honored in my life every day. My Father must be honored, must be honored, must be honored. Jesus must be honored in my life every day. And I pray this morning, Jesus will be honored in your life, in your family, every day of your life, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So shall it be in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Let us be seated. We have very, very, very few minutes. This morning, I just look at some things around us. Our daddy prayed about the evil man. And I said, every day you wake up in this country, you see things. Not only in this country, all over the world. You hear things, you see things that are so disheartening, so discouraging, so terrifying. From Europe to Asia to Nigeria to America, there is no difference. Even here, it is even more horrible. All over, let me just generalize. Blood, innocent blood flowing every day. Do you think God will be happy? No. Since I was growing up, I have never heard of so much evil, so much killing in my life, as young as I am. Poverty, pain, sorrow. We will not partake in any of these things in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we Christians, we always say, oh, Jesus is the answer. So, if Jesus is the answer, what is the question? If Jesus is the answer, what is the question? Because to every, I know, at least I go to a little bit of school. For every answer, there is always a question. So what is the question? And that is what we are going to ask ourselves today. There are thousands of questions, but we don't have the time. We only ask one or two questions. And I want you to go and do your own research and ask, what are the questions to what is happening in all this world? And what can you and I do? Praise the Lord. And you know, if you have the answer, I remember those days when we are doing WAEC, they will say Orijo, that is, you have somebody give you the answer. If you have the answer, what do you do with the answer? Or you give it to your friends, because you use it, you spread it around. You give your friend, you spread it, you circulate it. Yes. Ungbono, hot one. Yes. So you and I, why are we associated with the answer? Why do we have the answer in our hand? Why have you been chosen? Why was the answer given to you? That is where we are going this morning. Why? And the question is, what are you doing with the answer in your hand? What are we doing? Or as Christian, we just sit down there and keep complaining and keep feeling, sorry. This morning I prayed one prayer. I said, it is those that are affected that knows the pains. The Yoruba will say, "Eni to ba kan lo mo." Bad thing will not come to you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Brethren, heaven will not permit sorrow in our life in the name of Jesus. Every stealer of joy, every stealer of peace, every stealer of destiny, they will not come near your family in the mighty name of Jesus. You will not bury your children. None of us will bury our children in the name of Jesus Christ. Because things that are happening, if you are listening to the news, sometimes I just forget about the news. Sometimes I still come back and I just say, "God, why? What? What is going on?" And they always say that, I say that when good and godly men keep quiet, good and godly men, when they keep quiet and they feel complacent, evil will continue in the land. My prayer is that if that evil that is continuing in the land, it will not spread to your household. Amen. But you have a work to do. I have a work to do. And the Almighty God will help us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Brethren, do you know that every 40 minutes, I pray this prayer during our prayer vigil on Friday. Every 40 minutes is statistics. I didn't form that from my head. There is somebody taken to the ER or somebody dying of overdose. Drug. The two killers, they found drug in their system. In El Paso and Ohio, they find cocaine in their blood. So it's one of the problems that is killing the society. So what are we going to do about it? Is there any hope? Those are the questions I keep asking myself. Well, what are we going to do? The morale of people is going down. People are depressed, not because of anything, because they are afraid, they are scared. We're supposed to go on a community, we always do community inclusion. And my manager said, you sure you want to take this population? I said, I get where you are going. Canceled. He said, because I don't want to be a problem with the law. It's not you. It's not, but I cannot even process it. Just cancel whatever community thing you want to do. Stay indoor. How long are we going to be afraid? How long are we going to be scared? What are we going to do? But the good thing is that the world is hungry. The world is hungry. They are hungry for the answer. They are hungry for Jesus. If one person have ministered, have talked to one of those people, that maybe they will have changed their mind. Maybe. We never know. My friend always say, why not try? Just try. If you fail, it's okay. There's nothing wrong with failure. Maybe. But the good thing is this. In the book of Genesis 26, 12 to 14. Genesis 26, 12 to 14. There was hunger in the land, and somebody made up his mind to sow. There was thirst in the land. There was lack in the land. There was famine in the land. The Bible said, then Isaac sowed in that land. What are you ready to sow? What are you ready to sow into all this crisis? What are you ready to do with the answer in your hand? Those are the questions. What are you ready to give? What sacrifice are you ready to give? If you read further, you will see that as Isaac sowed his energy, his effort, his time, his money, God blessed him 100-fold that same year. I know you have been sowing. My prayer is that you will reap 100-fold in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. But you still have to sow more. We still have to continue to sow. As individual, whether it is one-on-one, if you cannot do the public, there is somebody that talks to you. There is somebody you know. There is a family member. Just please talk to them about the love of Christ, about the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because that is the answer. That is the answer. And my prayer is that we will not fail in the mighty name of Jesus. Isaac sowed. And that same year, he reaped 100-fold. Brethren, truth be told, we are in the business of marketing. Let's keep it real. Brand yourself, read, study, pray, and let God lead you. We are in the business of marketing. What are we marketing? The gospel of Jesus Christ. Whatever method, whatever strategy, there was a day I went to the mall, Bay Plaza. These guys, they don't talk to nobody. I was sharing with my sister, Sister Ajibade. They only have placard right from here to here. Another one at the back. And they stood right in the entrance of every store. I was dazed. It's all about Jesus. There is no way even a blind man will see them. Bold, you will be able to read that Jesus is the answer. They didn't talk. They did not give any flyer. They just stood there. Well-dressed, suit. The female, they are well-dressed, clean. You will just notice them. And people were going to ask questions. I went there. They thought I want to ask questions. I said, God will reward you. I said, God will bless you. They look at me. They say, are you a pastor? I say, I'm a child of God. But you are doing a great work. So what are we ready to sow? So I want us to start coming up with crazy ideas. How we can sell this gospel. How we can do this evangelism. How we can reach out to people. There are so many ways. Though, if we know how to Google for stuff online. So let us start to brainstorm. Our daddy has been trying. A lot of people have been trying, but we can still do more. And my prayer is that we will not fail in the mighty name of Jesus. The second question is this, and after that we are going to pray. Why are we so fearful? Our brother mentioned it this morning. You see, the problem with devil is this. He will make sure he sowed every fear in our heart not to do what we're supposed to do. I always tell somebody, I said, I don't fear nobody. I don't fear nobody except God. So talking about fear, why are we fearful? Why? And it's part of the strategy to keep the children of God under suppression. You will not be suppressing the mighty name of Jesus. In the book of Matthew 14, 30 to 33, we are going to read quickly and I will just stand and pray. Is it your dream? Is it your vision? But it's the vision of God. We are talking about the gospel of Jesus Christ. So it's not about your own dream now. Matthew 14. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid and beginning to sink. I don't know what you see or what you saw that is boisterous, that make you to be afraid. But my prayer this morning is that you will not sink in the mighty name of Jesus. I say you will not sink in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So we cannot be afraid of anything. Just go. Just do it. Just do it. Nothing is going to happen. Nobody is going to beat you up. Nobody is going to kill you because you do what you're supposed to do. Brethren, my prayer this morning is that in every situation we find ourselves, the Almighty God will increase our faith in the mighty name of Jesus. If your amen can roar this morning, I pray for you. The ship of your life that has been built on a solid rock, that ship will not sink in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Because you are already built on a solid rock. So why are you afraid? The worst that will happen is die. And so, we are all appointed to die. It's not new. Let us just cancel the issue of, oh, death. No, it's part of life. That is the worst that can happen to a man. So, that's it. You have been built on a solid rock. You will not sink. You will not fail. In the mighty name of Jesus. The pot of grace in your life will not run dry in the mighty name of Jesus. Because we are just living on grace. It's just by the grace of God. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter how much money you have, your title, your position. It's irrelevant. It's garbage. It doesn't matter. We are living on grace. Grace, grace, grace. That is the only thing keeping you and I. Some people will say, oh, why me? Why not you? Let us rise. When that ship called the Titanic was built, after spending so much money, so much time and technology and everything, the owner came out and said, that ship is indestructible. But guess what? On the first journey, the Titanic sank. I pray for you this morning. Every journey of your life, you will not sink in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. This month, this morning, every broken pieces of your life, it will be put together in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Brethren, in the name that is above all name, in the name that is higher than any other name, anything and everything that will not give you peace of mind, anything that will not let you rest from this morning, they will be put to rest in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Whenever the rain falls, the purpose of that rain is to give relief unto this world. You will be a relief to this generation. I say you will be a relief to this generation in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. My humble prayer for this morning is this. Your peace will not be threatened. Your heart will not be broken. I say your joy will not be stolen. The enemy will not afflict you. The enemy will not use your children to afflict you. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the book of 1 Samuel, you can go and read from 1 to end. King Saul and the host of his army, they get to the battlefield first. Waiting to take over. Waiting to win the battle. But guess what? David came last, the small boy. He came last. But you know what happened? He came last and claimed victory. I pray for you this morning. Everywhere you go this morning, you will claim victory in the mighty name of Jesus. I say your arrival will open door in the name of Jesus. Ordinary, your shadow will break barrier in the name of Jesus Christ. Brethren, I pray acceleration into your life. Receive it in the mighty name of Jesus. The kind of prosperity that is beyond your own expectation, receive it this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. When men say it's over, God will take over. From this morning, God will take over your life. He will take over your situation. And your battle will be over. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lastly, this week, as you are going out, you will not fall into pit. I say you will not fall into pit. Anyone plotting your downfall, they will fall into their own pit in the mighty name of Jesus. So shall it be in Jesus' name. Go and flourish. Go and spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Go and make a difference. And the name of the Lord will be glorified in your life, in the life of your family, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, our Heavenly Father, for in Jesus' name we have prayed.
Yeah, if you are clapping for Dickie Uyede, that is very good. But if you are clapping for Jesus Christ, I think you can do better. Amen. Let us stretch our hand to our deacon that God has used this.